Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm your host and Phoenix Business Radio CEO, Karen Nowicki, and I am very excited to have a full house today and a friend on Skype. I'd like to first introduce you to Kelly Green. She is with the SciTech Institute, and I don't even know your title. Like, I know it's a title, but I don't know what it is.
I'm the Chief Operations Officer, Karen. It's great
Chief
to be here.
Chief Operations Officer, COO for SciTech Institute. And can you give us just a brief summary of who SciTech Institute is?
So SciTech Institute is a nonprofit organization, and we serve as the conduit for collaboration among STEM industry, academia, civic, and nonprofit organizations to align all the assets and resources to motivate Arizonans and beyond to pursue STEM-related educational and career paths. So we're kind of the connector.
Yeah, and it started in Arizona, but you say Arizona and beyond. You're being humble, right?
Yeah.
Because you guys have really grown very quickly and are in a lot of different states and even a few countries.
Absolutely. So on the call today, we actually have Jacob Lonsberry, who's our Director of Global Partnerships. You want to say hi real quick, Jake?
Hi, everybody. Yeah, Chief Science Officers is my main thing as the Director of Global Partnerships, and it's been quite an adventure in the last couple of years. We've expanded. What, 3 countries, 9 or 10 states off the top of my head. It's just growing and growing every day. So I'm about to add 2 more states in the next week. So we're very excited.
We also have Lisa, who is our STEM ecosystems lead. And she is new, but she's been around the nonprofit organization for a while as a researcher. So we're excited to have her. She just joined us. So Lisa, you want to give a little shout out?
Yeah. So I've been with SciTech for a few years now, doing research and evaluation for some of their programs. Now, as the Arizona STEM ecosystem lead, I work to help connect the dots between the different programs and opportunities here in the state. So the whole idea is to just find more ways to engage people in STEM.
It's been really nice to have her come on.
Tell me about it. So I'm kind of once removed, right? My studio, for our listeners, happens to be right next to where the SciTech Institute hub is, at least for now, right? I know some of you have moved downstairs. But Lisa and I got to meet when you guys were preparing for this year's summit. And that's where we went and did a live broadcast that day. And truly, I know I've already told Kelly and Jeremy this, but if it weren't for Lisa, who just understood the magnitude of offer that we had as a live broadcast from your event, but also knew what it took to kind of put those things in place and connect those dots between your sponsors, your vendors, your speakers, and all the people that we could help highlight through that broadcast. Yeah, she's a gem. And clearly, she already knew and loved what you guys were doing. But now I love that you've brought her on board even more because, yeah, everybody on your team just blows me away. I don't get to see Jake as often as I'd like to, but he is a favorite.
Well, and one of my favorite hires is actually Jasper. I actually met him at an event at the University of Advancing Technology. He was wearing this amazing shirt, and I was just a volunteer. I was coming to the event, and I said, "Hey, where'd you get that shirt?" And Jasper's like, "Marisa." So I said, I paid attention. And when I came on board as the Arizona Regional Lead and then moved into the Chief Operations Officer, I said, "Do you want to come work for us?" So Jasper, you want to talk a little bit about your journey?
Yeah, it's been it's actually been super incredible. Like I've kind of been in all facets of SciTech Institute so far, as like a volunteer on the street team to being the street team lead, doing some contracting work, and finally here as the digital systems manager. It's just been an incredible journey to kind of see all of the programs and, you know, kind of dip my hand into each and every program that SciTech Institute runs. So it's been really fun so far.
Do I get to brag about Jasper too?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's another reason we're here in the studio.
For sure. So owning Business Radio X and having run the studio for the last 3 years, I've been kind of a solo program as a solopreneur, but little by little, there are a lot of, you know, responsibilities and tasks that I can give away to obviously employees or contractors. And I needed somebody to produce when I was out of town, moving my daughter to New York. I think that was the first time you helped me. Am I right?
Yeah.
And so I'm walking in the rain and I have an umbrella. My 12-year-old is with me and my 23-year-old who just moved to New York. And I'm watching the clock because I know Jasper's going to be in here producing at 10 a.m. for one of our sponsors, Joe Puz. He's a project manager. And I how fun is that? I click on Listen Live, just like our listeners do. And I mean, Jasper handed it magnificently. Joe was on time. Everything was fantastic. And so much so that Joe came back and he's like, I don't think they need you. I don't think they need you at the studio. Jasper's got it handled. And he just did it, you know, as a volunteer and someone to help me. That's how we do things, right? In our little Mac 6 building here in our community, which is, again, why I'm so excited that you guys have seen the value that Business Radio X can bring to you and that we're going to take the SciTech Institute to a whole new level and tell more people about the incredible work that you're up to.
I think that's the best part about this opportunity, Karen, is that we've had the opportunity to work with you. We absolutely love being here at Mac 6, the opportunity to collaborate with all of the companies that are in the building, and then also to reach out. So bringing Lisa on, she can tell you a little bit more about all of the programs that we're working on, but also the SciTech Festival and what's coming up soon, and being able to connect with the community, be established here in Mac 6, and then, you know, have the opportunity to come on air and tell everybody what's happening at SciTech Institute.
You guys do so many different things, right? So I, again, for our new listeners, for folks who are listening and they already know you and work with you and they're in the schools, that sort of thing, this all makes sense. For somebody who's listening for the first time, let's break this down. Maybe an educator. For an educator or somebody in the school systems, and they said, well, what is SciTech? Like, why is this important to us? What would one of you or all of you have to say about that?
Yeah, so I'll start. I would describe SciTech again as being that entity that connects the dots. So if, and this has happened before where a school has contacted us and they're like, we would like to do a STEM night one evening where we showcase what we're doing at our school or within our district, they'll contact us and ask us for exhibitors in their area, whether it's other nonprofits or businesses, industry leaders. And we'll come together and help to plan a STEM night for their school while bringing in different partners within the state. So the idea, again, is to showcase and celebrate what these little communities are doing, and then to also connect them to a broader community to sort of scale up whatever their projects are. Perfect. So I would say that SciTech is definitely that body of people that makes it happen.
The connector.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything to add that to that piece?
Yeah, I think the nice part about it is our upcoming festival too, is that, you know, when I met Jeremy, Dr. Babinger, right, our executive director, there was so much going on in the state or revolving around STEM that he had been a part of the initial conversations of what could our communities do to highlight opportunities in the state of Arizona. So partnered with the Arizona Technology Council, the Arizona Commerce Authority, and really talking about workforce development, educators being aware of what we want to prep our students for, you know, being innovators of the next generation, but then also the companies that are already here in Arizona and how can we connect STEM professionals with students, with educators, with community members, and potentially even, you know, for myself, a second career individual, what about the people that are looking to reinvent themselves as well? There's so much opportunity with like advanced manufacturing. There's so much technology here in Arizona. We're leading in innovation, right? So the idea that SciTech Institute has been funneling those opportunities to try to provide them in a more manageable and understandable way for the actual community members. So we're, you know, happy to collaborate with anybody who's willing to celebrate STEM in our communities.
There are not many bodies or organizations that really serve as that hub, especially when we're trying to create some workforce readiness, right? Everybody gets in their zone and then their silo and they're doing what they need to do. But we've found, at least from the interviews that I've heard from, again, a lot of tech-related and science-related careers, that Arizona is lacking in the workforce that we need. We feel like we have the students and we're preparing them, but we find that they're also going outside of the state and we need them here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's probably been the most beneficial of the Chief Science Officers program. It's about 5 years ago, actually almost six now, Jeremy was meeting with these, you know, high stakes players in the STEM conversations, including policymakers. And he ask them the question, why don't we have students at the table? If we're talking about their future, their career, their education, we should ask what a middle schooler is interested in. Because as we all know, access to information is a lot quicker than it was when I was looking in Encyclopedia Britannica. But Jeremy invited those students to the table and created the Chief Science Officer Program. And, you know, Jake, if you want to talk about that national and international reach we have now with the participation and focusing on those workforce skills.
Yeah, the nice thing about Chief Science Officer, and I think we should probably mention that as we talk about Arizona, I'm from Michigan and I'm the only person that's not in the office because I'm still in Michigan. But, and that's how I came to be in the program. And that's what's really cool about what SciTech has done with the Chief Science Officers is they created a network first for student leadership in STEM in Arizona, 6th through 12th grade. And then it has expanded somewhat exponentially over the last few years. We're in three countries. We're in Kuwait, Kenya, and Mexico, and we're in several states, and it just keeps growing. I get to go to Louisiana next week. We were just at the STEM Ecosystems Conference in Cleveland, and through talking to people and sharing the different things that we do with students and bringing that voice to the table, Louisiana's getting ready to come on board. Iowa's getting ready to come on board. This program as a whole really looks at the student and puts them in charge. So not only is it about showing the students these skills, but actually putting them to use. And it's really exciting to watch them grow and do that sort of thing where they take over, really.
No, that's great.
And, okay, sorry, did I go on too long?
No, it's good.
I think we got plenty of time.
Yeah, we got time. But the nice part about that too is that it was started here in Arizona. So that homegrown feel of what was really impacting the decisions from the Arizona Tech Council to support us and then also the Arizona Commerce Authority has really, we've had a lot of strong growth in the CSO program that they came to Lisa and Jeremy about, hey, let's do this advanced manufacturing coalition. Lisa, if you want to talk a little bit more about what is the goal there?
Yeah. So these different groups within advanced manufacturing, different industry leaders and community builders came to Jeremy and SciTech Institute kind of asking for a way to start reaching that K through 12 market. They were doing a great job already establishing phenomenal programs within the community colleges and then at the university level as well, but they were really lacking in that K through 12 sector. We mentioned it before, but that area is so important because that's where those first impressions hit. And that's when kids really start to determine pathways that they're going to take, the classes they're going to choose in high school and then college and so on. So our role, SciTech Institute's role within the Advanced Manufacturing Coalition is to take everything that's happening in this business and industry, university, community college, upper level, and translate it and provide the information to K through 12. We're really focusing on middle school and high school. The program is in its early stages. It's still being thoroughly developed, but we've already begun different outreach efforts. And our goals for the next few months are to start getting students to do tour groups within different businesses, like going to actual shop floors and seeing what machining looks like, or being able to dress up in a bunny suit and see what a clean room looks like and why we have clean rooms. We mentioned again that, you know, technology is huge here in Arizona, but I don't think kids actually realize as they're leaving the state to find jobs, how many businesses and industry within the advanced manufacturing industry are actually coming to Arizona because of the opportunities that the state affords to the different businesses. So again, it's just about informing students about the opportunities that are in their backyard.
You know, you say students, I'm not a parent, but I think it's really important to remember that we have a lot of parents that are curious as well. They don't know all the opportunities. So another mission of ours is to inform and educate the parents about the opportunities of, you know, what does Arizona have to offer for your student? And We have the Arizona STEM School Community Practice, where schools are looking to get their STEM certification. We have the Rural Activation and Innovation Network, which is for our rural areas like Cochise County, the Verde Valley, Safford Thatcher, so that we can really engage, even if you're not in Maricopa County, which is very large, lots of opportunities, but there's a difference between the West Valley and the East Valley, the North Valley, and all different parts of the state. So with mining in Arizona, it's a big deal. So we really want to try to educate the entire state of Arizona and encourage other individuals from around our network to come check it out, because, you know, you can't beat the weather. It's beautiful today.
Yeah. And I might have missed it because I had to take my headset off for a second while Jake was talking. Sorry, Jake. But let's talk about, are there ever times that students themselves reach out to you and they're the instigator for a CSO program at their school?
That's my favorite story. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Did you
I'll
already
let you tell this one, Kelly, because there's several of those actually.
Yeah.
But Kelly's got the best one right now because she gets to fly far away because of it.
So, well, okay, I wasn't even going to talk about that one, but yeah, well, I'll touch on both of them. The first one was one of our biggest champions. Her name is Megan Smith. She was the third chief technology officer of the United States with President Obama. And she asked me to go to Boston with her. She was a guest speaker and I was just going to hang out in the green room and celebrate that she was going to talk about CSO program. Well, then she made me come on stage with her. Mm-hmm. So I challenged the 3,500 students in the auditorium to think about what they could do if they could start the CSO program at their school. And a young lady from the state of Delaware emailed me and said, I want this program. So as a sophomore in high school, Moira started the Chief Science Officer program for the state of Delaware. And she spoke just 2 weeks ago at the Delaware State STEM Council. She's meeting with elected officials. She's dynamic. The one that Jake's talking about is this young lady comes up to me at Leadership Training Institute from here in Arizona, CSO Prisha, and says, I want to take the program to India. We're scheduled for a 5-day retreat in India over in December. So I'll be headed to India.
So, wow. I have chills from head to toe. I knew you had stories, but I didn't know you had those stories. But it serves to highlight what Lisa was saying, that these students, I'll call them kids because I am a mom and I've got a 12-year-old in middle school, and two young adults that would have benefited from this kind of opportunity. But to Lisa's point, SciTech Institute is this melting pot. It's this connected hub, right? And if we don't invite the students to the table, to your point as well, and give them an opportunity to make things happen, like really, how long would it have taken us as adults to say, hey, we probably ought to be in India? We might not even ever had thought of that, right? But here's this kiddo who says, boom, done. And I know, Jake, you have many other stories as well, not unsimilar, where we're going in one direction based on our knowledge and our experience and our bandwidth, really. And then some student says something to you and you're off in a whole nother direction because it's bigger and better and brighter than we ever thought. Am I right?
That's definitely right. And that's the thing I love most about the program is it's very collaborative and everything in SciTech really is. But the kids with chief science officers take an active role in how it changes when we create training, everything else. They're just very, very engaged. The other thing I'd like to touch on that I've always liked about SciTech, and as the model seems to grow, it's exciting for me because it's all about experiences. Like with students, they gravitate to things that they've experienced and they want to do. And sometimes they also push away from things because it's all about how that experience mm-hmm. affects them. I had a student where we took them into, I taught before I joined SciTech, and I taught in very low socioeconomic. And I had a student who thought that the only thing she could do was be a teacher or a principal because that's the only people she saw at college. And we took her to where they got computer programming, and she started a computer programming class in her school because she was so excited. And that's what she's going into now. So it's these environments that we create in these collaborative ways that we open up the door for everybody that allows those experiences to really be positive and make positive change.
I think it's really neat that you talk about the computer programming because Jasper is here for all of that, right? When I came on, there was no real organization digitally to the entire organization and I wanted help. And Jasper speaks, you know, digital. And for him to come in, you can talk about all the different things you're working on, Jasper, but, you know, really managing all of the data that we were producing that Lisa was evaluating and then making it palatable for everybody else to utilize and say, wow, we are making a big difference.
Yeah, I think one of the main things that I love about the program is just being able to see all of the data on the back end. I've gotten so many forms, you know, so many requests on the website of just all of this different data coming in from all of these different sources all around the world, really. And it's really fun to just, you know, kind of take a look, sift through that and put it where it needs to be. But some of the main projects that I've been working on recently, like you said, is getting all of the data into one manageable chunk or beast, as I like to call it, because it really has been like we've produced so much data and analytics and stuff that is just incredible metrics that we want to track. But, you know, how are we supposed to track that? And so when you came to me and said, hey, how about Salesforce? I said, what's that? What is that? You know?
I don't know, but it sounded good.
Yeah.
Is that what you're using?
Yeah. So we are on Salesforce now. And it was awesome because Kelly was able, like, I had no idea about Salesforce. All I really know is about computer programming and stuff like that. But Kelly was able to come to me and with an opportunity and say, hey, we have this company who's, a champion in Salesforce, MST Solutions. Why don't you go over there and basically act as an intern and soak up as much knowledge as you can from that? And that was just one of the best experiences, you know. And I think so far I've come a long way as far as my Salesforce knowledge goes. I don't know where it's going to go in the future. Maybe an admin, who knows? But I definitely want to.
Is he jockeying for a promotion? Is that what just happened?
I think I heard that, yeah.
I was just sliding it over there. it's been really fun just, you know, being able to be presented with the opportunity to learn in an ever-growing space.
Well, and Jake just spoke to that, right? All of you have spoken to it. Even an adult like Jasper. Can I call you an adult, Jasper?
Kind of. I'm in between, right?
All right. I think you're an adult. I've always think you're an adult. Newly graduated from UAT, mm-hmm. right? So, and that's for our listeners, that's University of Advancing Technologies. What is your degree in?
I actually have two. One in game programming and then another in advancing computer science.
So it's a great example of when you have an opportunity to experience something. Like Jake said, it either may draw you closer to new experiences, similar experiences, spark an idea that you hadn't had before, or it might have you saying, gee, this isn't for me, right?
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, with school budgets the way they are across the country, we don't get to give our kids as many experiential opportunities as we'd like to. So field trip budgets are cut. You can always bring in a guest speaker and that sort of stuff, but usually they're just getting talked to. And it also is dependent on the teacher to schedule those. So right. They're really tight on their curriculum. So it's just, again, this is such a rich opportunity to have so many different factors coming into supporting these students and helping to further these careers and the opportunities and bring, you spoke, of course, industry, large industry, small industry, education, so secondary education, everything. Can we talk a little bit about policymakers as well? Because I know you hinted around that there's some, they're in this conversation as well. The authority, the
Arizona Commerce Authority.
Authority, right? I know that's not necessarily a political branch, but where are any of you feeling and finding, and do you need more of policymakers to get involved? So there's a question there, but also how are they involving themselves at this point?
That's actually a great question. We're working on a STEM ecosystem policy that we're actually going to be putting in front of policymakers and legislators to vote on. So we absolutely need the support of our community leaders because the big question or the big topic is STEM education. So our CEO, Steven Zylstra, was able to participate in the writing of that policy at the White House last year. So the fact that it is now written into policy, people are aware, people are talking about it. Jasper can tell you a little bit about us taking the students to DC and putting them in front of policymakers and actually talking about it at our summit. But the point is, if people know more about the changes that need to take place in a classroom, in a school, in a community so that we can thrive as the information age continues to change so rapidly, we can do a lot better. And I think that having the elected officials on board and, you know, Governor Ducey is very supportive of our, you know, opportunities that we're trying to place in front of Arizonians that it can happen. We just need to tell more people.
Totally can happen at a national level, a state level, a municipal level, of course, school district and school at the summit that, again, I got the pleasure of doing a live broadcast at. the Scottsdale mayor, and I'm forgetting his name, but he opened the day, thanks to Lisa, I'm thinking, who made sure that he got there. And he had a proclamation, a STEM proclamation. Mm-hmm. And I just remember thinking, like, how cool is that, that we are saying that this is important to us. So I love that you're coming from all these different directions. And Jake, you mentioned you're a teacher. Was it middle school, high school? I can't recall.
I was a middle school teacher there's a weird split in the middle because I joined the Army and went to Afghanistan, right. But I was a teacher for 10 years in total, but I taught in the city of Saginaw and then the township of Bridgeport, which is attached to Saginaw.
And Kelly, you were a teacher too.
I was.
Also with a military background. Yeah. So give us a little bit about your background.
I served in the United States Army for 21 years, but I came out of in reserves, was also in Afghanistan and Iraq. The cool part about that is the jobs, right? So I worked with the Defense Intelligence Agency. What I alluded to, taking them to Washington, D.C. last year, I had an idea. And thank goodness, you know, Dr. Babinger was like, sure, go for it. We took students to Washington, D.C. for the first international CSO summit. And it was great. It was busy, but I didn't really know exactly what I wanted to happen out of it. I just wanted it to be really good. This year, Jake, Jasper, and I were there, and it was amazing because we got to refine the opportunities that we provided to those students. And being that I had worked with the DIA, with military intelligence, I wanted to take them to meet my buddy who still works there, Lyle, and showcase that you could work in the defense industry in STEM. We are advancing technology, and as soldiers, we lived it, right? My body armor was what saved my life. And then my up-armored vehicle, first I started out with, you know, plywood and sandbags. And then eventually I had a full up-armored vehicle in Iraq. And it's amazing what people don't understand about the defense industry, but a lot of contracts, even here in Arizona, are defense industry based. So there's a lot of manufacturing of pieces and parts that support our military. But then I actually ended up teaching sixth grade math when I got out. Maybe it was because it was scary and I could make those middle schoolers sit in their seats, but it was an opportunity to engage in understanding what they wanted because they want hands-on. They want to interact with each other and collaboration is huge. We do that every day. Look at us now. We're in your studio because we're in a collaborative space. You want to talk to people. You want to actually make, not necessarily friends, but you want to connect with people on a deeper level. And so we're excited to give mentors the opportunity to interact with our students. We're excited to give industry partners opportunity to interact with other industry partners that maybe scientists don't necessarily talk to tech people. But look, here's Jasper making that connection of, you know, I'm a computer scientist, but I've maybe never worked with a zoologist. Mm-hmm. But being able to connect those pieces and make it dynamic is meaningful to the human being. And that's pretty powerful.
What you're sharing is fascinating. And it has me remembering the two in-studio interviews that we did. Jake was part of one of them. And so for our listeners, please go back and listen to, you can look them up on Phoenix Business Radio X. They might also be on the SciTech Institute website. They are, Jasper?
Yep.
Yeah. So one is labeled like, I think, Chief Science Officer 1, Part 1. The other one is Chief Science Officer Part 2, of course. Many more examples and stories of how this organization is really impacting industries as well as the students who are coming up and eventually will be, you know, employees and or leading these organizations. Lisa, you are a teacher as well, or what was a teacher. Tell us a little bit about your background. And we've kind of hinted around how you got here, but tell us about your teaching experience and why this research aspect that you started off first was so important to you. And now, again, how it's led you to today.
Yeah, so I actually started in museum education, where I focused on evaluation and research on informal STEM learning. I had a close friend of mine that was a classroom teacher, and we kept going back and forth saying, no, informal education is more impactful. No, formal education is more impactful. And finally, she said to me, well, why don't you just come shadow me for a day and you'll see what it's really like. And I absolutely fell in love. You know, with informal education, you kind of only see somebody once and hope you make that lifelong impact. But with formal education, when you're in the classroom, you get to see somebody grow over the course of a few months. I taught science and literature third grade. The focus there was using both subjects to teach different standards, rather. Because of my background in museology, Jeremy, Dr. Babinger, reached out to me and the professor I was working for at the time to do informal evaluation for STEM learning, which is a very hard thing to evaluate, informal STEM learning, yeah, especially in a festival setting where there's zero tracking. And so I got to do that for a number of years. And then finally, I was persuaded to leave the classroom and return back to my roots in informal STEM education. So
we're super excited.
Yeah.
What about you, Jasper? What is the best part about this connection that I know you've been here? Gosh, it's over a year. But what do you feel about that connection?
It's interesting for me because my first, you know, sort of experience with SciTech was the festival. And so I was able to sort of reach families and students on that level and be able to connect with them. And then, you know, finally moving into the actual Chief Science Officers program, I was able to really see the impact that, you know, you guys are having on the kids and stuff like that.
Wait a minute. Jake, he said you guys. He acts like he does not make an impact. Everywhere we go, Jasper, they love you. We have this thing where we kind of have a voting situation.
Oh, don't get started on that. No,
I just want to clarify that I won in Western New York. But okay. Jasper, everywhere we go, Karen, they just absolutely, these students find him incredibly appealing to connect with. I don't know if it's because Jake and I are older, but it's Jasper,
what's not appealing about Jasper? No,
your energy is really good. And you always talk about good vibes.
But your whole team is really like that. Yeah. At least that I found, right? So everybody brings their own personality, like in any organization. But you all have this love for not only what you're doing and the organization, but also the end result. And so I think the students will gravitate to different people, but you know, you're all serving this great purpose. And it just, I don't know, I think you guys are on fire. And again, I've had the studio here at this location for almost 2 years, and to watch how massively you guys have grown in such a short amount of time is mind blowing. It's fascinating. And again, with that comes some turnover and some false starts and that sort of stuff, but it's never deterred you from your mission and your purpose.
Yeah. I'm really excited that you're still here, Jasper.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
And you're not leaving. And if you do, you're coming to work with me.
Hey. Don't be trying to poach. I see what's happening.
Not poaching.
So the other part is, like I mentioned, the connections with other people in the community. So we have Sarah here. And tell us a little bit about yourself. Introduce yourself. And then about the opportunity to have connected with CSO of the Year, Chalet, and working with students or even just working with us at SciTech. What does that mean to you as a community partner?
Excellent. Hello, my name is Sarah Sheppis. I'm an engineer at Viasat that has been involved in outreach with SciTech and CSO for the last year or so. It has been such a pleasure to have been assigned to Chalet, who is impressive on so many levels. I wish I was able to be more involved in the CSO program with her before she left, and now she's moved on. But she's still impressive, and I'm always following along with her posts and whatnot. I really appreciate the opportunity to empower the minds of our youth, and this program really enables us to do that. And it really means something to me, and I'm very thankful for this platform to do so.
Before you joined us, we were talking a little bit about our backgrounds. Everybody, I mean, there's several of us who are educators. Actually, Jasper.
I'm one of the only ones.
The only
not,
one at
right?
this point.
We have even Nikki on the team who's also an educator background.
So, and I was a third grade teacher for years, then went on to be an assistant principal in Kyrene. And isn't it the student we're talking about, Chalet? Is that
Chalet? Yeah.
Chalet. And isn't she
She's at McClintock.
So that's my alma mater. I think you and I talked by phone at one point. But did you and I, Sarah, talk by phone? We knew that. So that I graduated from McClintock High School, which is here in Tempe, Arizona. And so it was really kind of fun. Nikki was the one who pointed that out. Mm-hmm. I mention this because I'm curious about your background. So have you always known you wanted to be doing what you're doing, you know, what you're doing right now? Or at what point in your life did you decide, this is what I want to do?
Great question. I think that a lot of everybody that has an interest in STEM in general has had that their whole life. And then they kind of zoom in on what their interests are as they get older. So I always wanted to be involved in science. I was always really great in math. And then I got to college, started off as biochemistry, intending to go into the medical field, realizing that I actually don't like blood or anything that has to do with
that's a game changer.
operating on a person. It's a game changer for sure. And in order to still work toward helping somebody, not individually by you know, their personal ailments and health, but on a bigger picture, by creating the technology that many people use and thrive using, I found my way into engineering.
I love it. Yeah. And again, you missed the part of the conversation before you arrived. We're talking about how important it is to have those experiences that are going to propel you and move you closer to what you want to do, or say to you, no, not doing it. You know, as an educator, my undergrad is from NAU, and I remember so many classes were just, you know, very academic and very, you know, textbook. And it wasn't until we got in the field and we started doing those cohorts that I started realizing, oh, I'm really not cut out for middle school. I'm a better, you know, primary teacher. Those kinds of things, you've got to have those opportunities. You know, like not wanting to work with blood is kind of a big deal in medicine, at least for certain aspects of it.
I like the connection too, because Dr. Babinger is a biochemist, so it's really interesting that the little can I look for those little connections of that's how you can relate to other people. So obviously Jake and I have the veteran status, but then, you know, the teacher, you know, connection when we're out in the community and we're trying to figure out at what level can we connect with others. I think that's the most important part about what SciTech Institute is doing, is that we're not just looking for a certain set of individuals to work with. We actually really want to collaborate with everybody. And so the nice part about that is that, you know, one of our charitable organization is the Science for All. And we want people to know that we're going to do whatever we can to have every student in contact with STEM before 2030. And so if we can start getting people to contribute to Science for All, that's really what it means. Like, how can we really equip teachers to have the opportunity to, you know, connect students in the classroom with hands-on learning? How can we engage communities to do something cool that gets all of the participants out? How can we educate the elderly on cybersecurity? Right. So there's so many ways that we can impact the entire community of the state of Arizona, our entire region, our ecosystem. And it's so diverse, right? So our rural communities compared to West Valley, I think it's really neat to be in this position. And I have to give, you know, thanks to Dr. Babinger for allowing me to innovate as well. So when I came on board, we've gone from a very small team you mentioned, and now he's given me the opportunity to say, this is where we could build. This is how we could make a stronger impact. What do you think about this? And, you know, I appreciate that because I'm not even 2 years in. So January will be 2 years. And I think with the rebrand of changing our name to SciTech Institute, adding the right people in the right seats and the passion, that's one of our core values, right? Really wanting to make a difference. And I see it happening. But I think, Karen, this is a really cool opportunity for you to have us in the studio, because this really is probably what we need to shout out, right?
And I'm for sure. I've been bugging you guys to do this for a while. And I think we have enough momentum now that I think we ought to do this on a regular basis. Like, we really, we have a couple other guests in the room here who've been champions for a podcast, for SciTech Institute. And let's put some meat around it so that we can have you, you know, in here month after month and telling these stories and really just educating and getting the word out.
Yeah, John has been asking me for months, Kelly, you can do a podcast? And we have this podcast room downstairs at Max 6. And I was like looking at it and I said, hey, Jasper, do you know how to, hey, you plug things in, right? Do you know how that works? And then it was just like the smart piece of, well, Karen does a business Radio X. Like, let's think about this intelligently. So what do you say? I think we need a monthly show.
I think we're going to do it for sure. Yeah. Jake, you in on that? Will we get to see you more often, or we have to bring you in Skype every time?
Well, you'll see me semi more often, but I have the perfect face for radio, so I'm all for it.
If I had a penny for every time someone used that joke, myself included. This is great. So anything else that we want to say before we wrap up this part of the segment? I have another question for Sarah, but is there anything else that we haven't thought to share or speak to about SciTech Institute and where you're headed next? We covered it, at least for now. I know now that we've decided we're keep doing this.
Oh yeah, I could talk for hours. I have a great face for a microphone. It looks good on me.
You can't change the saying. It's still the same.
Not the
thing.
Same. No. All right, fine. Ask Sarah your question.
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious. So, in your role, and the name of the company again,
Viasat.
Oh, we love them. They put Wi-Fi in airplanes.
Yes. So cool. Okay. So, can you speak to what your company does and your role there? Are you open to do that?
Of course.
Yeah.
I actually appreciate that you have a sticker on your laptop from Viasat. It's
wonderful. They're our sponsor.
Yeah. So we've been great partners.
Yeah.
I really love working at Viasat. I'm going into, well, I'm 2.5 years in now, and it has been an amazing experience. Described to me as drinking from a fire hose, because you get in there with your education from college and then you're just like, oh, here's a ton of new stuff you haven't even been exposed to, a whole new world. It's awesome. Viasat covers military, space, and commercial technologies, and it is internet, and it is on Air Force One, so our president uses it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. And we have tons of other flight partners. We're just bringing internet to the people that really need it, because you don't need the same infrastructure that you need for fiber, cable, DSL. You can just have your dish antenna, hook it up to your power, and point it at the right location in the sky to reach our geostationary satellites and get super fast internet.
So, you know what's really cool that she's here, right, is that we originally, I met with Omar, one of our other mentors from Viasat, and has been a great champion of our institute as well. And we were talking about, I don't know, Sarah, if you're into this, but we were thinking about hiking down into the Grand Canyon to meet with the Havasupai and actually do some STEM activities and set up some Viasat internet. So I think, are you willing to hike down into the Grand Canyon?
Absolutely. I've been trying to get those permits for years.
Perfect. Really?
Look at this. We're just making decisions That's and we've got good. These things coming up. I love it.
Our quote is make it happen.
Well, and we were joking outside when Sarah came, and you guys were already on the segment. I just wanted to introduce myself before you brought it in the studio. And we were like joking that engineers like need everything in place and in a plan. And teachers, you know, several of us are teachers. We have a plan, but it always gets thwarted. It never looks like you want it to be. Yep. So it's kind of neat that, again, to your point, this hub, the SciTech Institute, is a great place for a lot of different personalities, a lot of different skill sets to come together on behalf of, you know, a common cause and a goal and a mission. And again, you're doing it. And we all come at it a little bit differently, but if we can start with compassion, respect, and joy in what we're trying to achieve, then of course, you know, the sky's the limit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good. So Lisa or Jasper, Jake, anything else from you before we go ahead and wrap up this segment?
No, I'm excited that we're doing this, and thank you for having us on.
I'm excited to finally be in front of the microphone
instead of running the board
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, I mean it's
I'm
fun
the
and
host.
All, but
just
yeah, not for long. Jasper's going to take your
yeah,
role.
Right, right.
And by the way, Jasper's also the one, you know, an hour ago going, I don't want to do this.
Right.
And
I just
knew.
Wanted to make sure everybody else knew that.
And I just smiled, and I just smiled to myself, and I didn't have a chance to say to the team, and I'm like, it's usually that person who says, I don't want to do this, who's going to like love it. So
yes.
I'm so glad you had a fun time,
Yay.
Lisa. Parting words for you.
Yeah, I would just encourage anybody that's interested in getting involved with SciTech or finding a way to, you know, encourage the love of STEM within their community to visit SciTechInstitute.org. You can find more information about the different programs that we have, as well as an area for you to fill out a contact form, and we can get in touch with you. So there's plenty of opportunities, plenty of ways to get involved, and if there's something you love about STEM, we encourage you to share it with the community.
Perfect. And on your website, you let people know where you are on social media as well. But can we give, where's the best place to find you on social media? Or are you not? It's really the website?
Well, we like to drive everything through the website
because
Jasper likes those analytics. But we do have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Yeah, so start there. But again, you're building your team and you're really focused on the students and these connections. So yeah, if you're a volunteer and you can and help out with
we
some
need
of this.
Volunteers,
yeah,
yes,
good.
Please.
So get to the website. And that website one more time for us, please.
It's SciTechInstitute.org.
Easy, easy peasy. All right, gang. Thank you so much. And Kelly, what a great job co-hosting.
It was exciting. I'm so excited. I'm telling you, this is going to be a good run for us.
For sure. No doubt. So be looking on the website for details about the upcoming SciTech Institute series and all the episodes that we have ahead. We're going to have a lot of fascinating and intriguing guests from every sector, right? Education and hopefully policymakers, from the engineers and the scientists themselves, as well as the students and the educators. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from within the Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism Arizona Business Radio X studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki. Thanks for listening.